I'm Dan Klefstad. A lawsuit says Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker should give the same rights to Republicans as churches and protesters when it comes to the size of gatherings. Daniel Suhr is an attorney with the Liberty Justice Center, the group representing the state GOP.
That if you're going to treat churches this way, if you're going to treat protesters this way, you have to treat us the same way. We deserve the same equal treatment as everyone else.
The governor recently removed limits on the size of church gatherings. Republicans say the crowd limits hamper the party in the months leading up to the election. A spokesperson for the governor says the suit is about scoring political points, and the courts have repeatedly upheld the governor's executive orders. Meanwhile, the U of I's Urbana campus introduced its own COVID-19 test and says it can test up to 10,000 people per day. Lee Gaines reports the announcement came during a webinar Tuesday.
Martin Burke is a chemistry professor at the U of I. He says a team of staff and students created the COVID-19 test, which uses saliva instead of a nasal swab. Burke says they plan to start testing university staff next month. Then they can test the more than 50,000 students who may return to the campus this fall.
We imagine this will be just part of their orientation. So you get your housing information, your dining card, your iCard. You also submit your saliva sample, just as part of that standard re-entry into the community.
Burke says the university also created an algorithm that will weigh each staff and student's risk factors for contracting the virus and alert them that they need to get tested periodically throughout the fall semester. I'm Lee Gaines.
U of I leaders have yet to make a formal announcement regarding a return to campus this fall. Illinois now has an expanded vote-by-mail program. Governor Pritzker signed a measure designed to improve voter safety during pandemics. Under the law, people who have voted in the past 3 years will receive vote-by-mail applications. Backers say the expanded mail voting is designed to prevent crowded polling places in case the coronavirus is still a danger on Election Day. In addition, schools will close so they can be used as polling places if needed, and in-person voting hours will be expanded in the weeks prior to the November election. Critics say they fear it could lead to voter fraud. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White, who serves as the state's librarian, is announcing new grants for local libraries. Public libraries in Salem, Harrisburg, Pinckneyville, and Murfreesboro are all getting money. The funding will help with improvements, including flooring, remodeling, and electrical and data systems. Statewide, the grants total more than $600,000. Locally, the awards top $100,000. Southern Illinois leaders say they're disappointed with a decision that bars the Amateur Trap Shooters Association from hosting their Grand American competition in Sparta this year. WSIU's Jennifer Fuller reports.
State Senator Paul Schimpf says he was bitterly disappointed with the decision, which was announced on Monday. He says the World Shooting and Recreational Complex in Sparta should be an economic engine for the region. Now he's worried about the facility's viability. State leaders pointed to concerns about the spread of COVID-19, but Schimpf says the ATA and regional leaders had a detailed plan ready.
This was something where the local stakeholders, the mayors, the county officials, the ATA officials who were based in Southern Illinois, they all worked very hard to come up with a plan to conduct this shoot safely.
Schimpf says competitors are typically spaced 9 feet apart, further than current social distancing guidelines. He also says state campgrounds are open, so concerns about campers at the Grand American could have been mitigated. He says the annual event brings in tens of millions of dollars to the local economy, which is already suffering from COVID-19 restrictions. I'm Jennifer Fuller.
The ATA says it'll hold the Grand American this year in Missouri near Lake of the Ozarks. For WSIU News, I'm Leah Lerner. Good morning. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Procter & Gamble, maker of Align Probiotic, a daily supplement to support.